Sea Road, Chronicles of Klatsund, by Ursula K. Le Guin. Copyright 1991 by Ursula K. Le Guin. All rights reserved. Narrated by Mara Swanson.
This book was originally created for audio cassette playback. Any announcements concerning cassettes do not apply to this recording. This version contains markers allowing direct access to major portions of the book.
Annotation. Most of the characters in these 12 short stories live along Sea Road in the Oregon coastal village of Klatsund. The tales center mainly around women. The men involved are mostly obtuse husbands, bullies, and misfits. Townspeople include the couple who own a decaying motel, a librarian who has a brief affair with the bookstore owner, and four generations of the Hearn women. Strong Language, 1991. From the book jacket. Sea Road is a sandy tract that runs between the town of Klatsund and the Pacific Ocean. Along Sea Road, you can meet the people who live in the little town and the people who come to stay for a night or a week's vacation in one of the motels, Hannah's Hideaway, the White Gull, and the Ship Ahoy. If you turn east, inland, off Sea Road, you might come to Lily Hearn's little house on Hemlock Street, where she brought up her illegitimate daughter. Or you might find your way to Bill Weisler's pottery above the creek. Or you might get a good lunch at the Dancing Sand Dab. If you went there in 1898, you might not find much but a few muddy streets, a lot of spruce trees, and a herd of elk. But then they built the Exposition Hotel in 1906, where young Jane Hearn fell in love with the manager. And all through the 20th century, you'll find a Hambleton running Hambleton's Market on Main. If you follow Sea Road north, you'll come to Breton Head, where Virginia Hearn lives now. South, you'll pass the Inman House on the way toward Wreck Point. But if you turn west from Sea Road across the dunes, you'll find only the long, long beach where the rain women walk and the foam women blow in the wind at the continent's edge, the beginning of the sea. In her first completely mainstream book of fiction, Ursula K. Le Guin, winner of 3 Nebulas, 4 Hugos, and once a winner and twice a finalist for the National Book Award, demonstrates why she is a major American novelist in any category. About the author. Ursula K. Le Guin is the much-honored author of more than 15 novels, approximately 60 short stories, poetry, including chapbooks and 3 collections, 7 books for children, 1 a winner of the National Book Award, criticism, including 2 collections, and screenplays. Born in Berkeley, California, the daughter of writer Theodora Kroeber and anthropologist Alfred L. Kroeber, she has degrees from Radcliffe College, B.A., and Columbia University, M.A., and lives in Portland, Oregon with her husband, historian Charles A. Le Guin. In 1991, she was honored by the American Academy and Institute of Arts and Letters with the Harold D. Vercel Memorial Award. Other books by Ursula K. Le Guin. Novels. Tehanu, Always Coming Home, The Eye of the Heron, The Beginning Place, Malafrena, Very Far Away from Anywhere Else, The Word for World is Forest, The Dispossessed, The Lathe of Heaven, The Farthest Shore, The Tombs of Adwan, A Wizard of Earthsea, The Left Hand of Darkness, City of Illusions, Planet of Exile, Rokanan's World. Short stories, Buffalo Gals, The Compass Rose, Orsinian Tales, The Wind's 12 Quarters. For children, Cat Wings Return, Cat Wings, Fire and Stone, A Visit from Dr. Katz, Lise Webster. Poetry and criticism, Hard Words, Dancing at the Edge of the World, Wild Oats and Fireweed, The Language of the Night, Wild Angels. Table of Contents. Foam Women, Rain Women, Side 1, Tone 2. The Ship Ahoy, Side 1, Tone 3. Hand, Cup, Shell, Side 1, Tone 4. Geezers, Side 1, Tone 5. In and Out, Side 2, Tone 1. Bill Weisler, Side 2, Tone 2. True Love, Side 2, Tone 3. Sleepwalkers, Side 3, Tone 1. Quoits, Side 3, Tone 2. Crosswords, Side 3, Tone 3. Texts, Side 3, Tone 4. Hearns, Side 3, Tone 5. Narrator's Note. Maps found in the print edition are not included in this recording. End of note.